edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pogeler bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. First off, this time we have our usual report from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS advises that solar activity is now classified as high. The 10-centimetre solar radio flux has increased to 136, that's 136, and the smooth equivalent sunspot number has risen to 90, that's 90. And those figures are expected to remain pretty well much the same in the immediate future. So it means that high frequency propagation over long distance multi-hop paths will become more reliable in the ensuing week. And those figures are not expected to change very significantly. So we expect good reception on the higher frequency bands. That's above about 14 megahertz on both darkness or semi-darkness paths over long-haul circuits. Now, some information concerning propagation and monitoring made here in Melbourne in Victoria. This is in the window 1900 to 1930. That's pre-sunrise here in Melbourne. And there's been quite good reception in that time zone from the Middle East and Africa. And these are short path transmissions coming into Victoria from the west. The main signals include the following. 9400, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in English, signing off at 1920. Other frequencies for Iran include 9570, with Albanian signing off at 1927, 9715, another frequency for English, signing off at 1920, 9755 with Italian, signing on at 1920, and 9860 French to closing at 1920. So several frequencies for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran operating in the 9 megahertz band in our time period, 1900 to 1930. Now, other stations we noted recently in this band in that time window include 9460, the voice of Turkey in Turkish, 9490, the voice of America from the Kuwait relay station in French, 9505, the voice of Africa broadcasting in English to signing off at 1930, and 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, broadcasting in Arabic, and the same program on 9675 and 9870. Two frequencies for Radio Cairo in Egypt, 9665 with German and 9685 in English. Another frequency for the voice of Turkey, this time for the English service, on 9785 to closing at 1927. and 9815, the Voice of America carrying its Darfur program from the Sao Tome relay station in Sudanese, and 9940, Swaziland Trans World Radio Mancini, broadcasting in the Lingala language. So, quite good reception here in Melbourne in the 31 meter band, that's the 9 megahertz band, in our pre-sunrise period, 1900 to 1930. Now some shortwave station news. Following the Nepal earthquake disaster, the station at Lhasa, that's the Yixiang People's Broadcasting Station, Tibetan language programs have been rearranged with a new schedule now operating. The service is as follows: 4905 and 6130 from 2050 until 1805. 7255 between 2050 and 0200 and between 1000 and 1805. 7385, 12050 to 0200. I'm sorry, that should be 1250 to 0200. And 1100 to 1805. 9490, 0200 to 1100. 9500, 2050 to 0200. And 1300 to 1805, 9590, 1250 to 2050 to 0100, and 1100 to 1805, and 11935, 0200 to 1300, and finally 12000, 12000, 2050 to 1805, and that's a new frequency for the station. And finally, 13710, 0100 to 1100. So those are the frequencies for the station in China at Lhasa in Tibet, broadcasting to an adjusted frequency for the coverage of the Nepal earthquake disaster. Some frequencies in that listing I just gave to you have not been used before, and other frequencies have been used the previous schedule, but at different time zones. So 12,000 kilohertz and 13710 kilohertz, both new frequencies. The BBC has introduced some new transmissions for coverage of the disaster in Nepal, the earthquake disaster. Programs in the Nepalese language, or Nepali, 0130 to 0145, using 11995 and 15510, both from the Nakhon Thailand relay station, and 1500 to 1600 on 9650 from Kranji in Singapore, in parallel with 5895 from Nakhon in Thailand. And the World Service in English from the BBC has been extended for increased coverage for the Indian subcontinent as a result of the special coverage being given to the earthquake disaster. 2300 to midnight on 5895 from Nakhon, in parallel with 9540 from Kranji in Singapore. Another band which has been giving quite good reception here in Melbourne during our post-sunrise period has been the 6 megahertz band, that's the 49 meter band. Quite good signals from Europe, Africa and the Middle East via short path coming into Melbourne from the west. These are some of the stations noted recently. 6090, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Albanian, signing on at 2020. 6080, Radio Belarus from Minsk, the home service programs. And at the same time, on the same frequency, 6080, the Voice of America from Botswana in English. And 6070, another frequency for the Voice of America in Botswana, carrying French to signing off at 2030. And 6170, Radio Romania International, with its programs in Romanian. 6175, China National Radio, Network 1, signing on at 2030, in parallel with 6000, that's 6000. And 6035, the Voice of America, another frequency from Botswana, at 2030, the programs in Hausa. And that's on the same frequency as the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Russian, signing off at 2025. Now, higher up in the 19-metre band, we've noted the Spanish Foreign Radio, the external service in Spanish, between 1900 and 1930, on two frequencies, 15490 and 15450. 15490 has been giving superb reception here in Melbourne, 15450 a little weaker. Some information now concerning the latest schedule for the Voice of Nigeria. Station is now broadcasting it according to the schedule. 0500 to 0700 on 15120 with English and 0700 to 0800 in French and 0800 to 1000 in English on 15120. And again, 1500 to 1600 in English. There was a final service, 1730 to 1800 on 15120 in Arabic. Station also uses 9690 between 1600 and 1630 in Swahili and 1630 to 1700 in the Yoruba language to Africa, and 1700 to 1730 in the Igbo language. That's I-G-B-O. That's the phonetic, which is Igbo, I-G-B-O. I'm not sure where that language is spoken, but it's intended for Africa. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.